Affirm the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about Disney Japanese merchandise. And what it was actually brought up to us by one of our other writers on our site. I think it was it was Pryor, who sort of said, "Why isn't Tokyo merchandise available to an international the public?" And I didn't actually think, because I mean, probably one of those rare people, because of obviously running the site, I actually do check the Disney Store in Japan and the Tokyo Disney blogs daily. So I'm constantly on there every day looking at what new merchandise is out. So I'm probably a little bit much more, I do try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on there. And a lot of the stuff eventually comes out over here, but there are some great stuff that just never even touches here. And I can't help but feel like a lot of that could be to do with the fact that Tokyo Disney is actually run by a separate company and is not actually part of the main Disney one. And that could be one of the issues with it. Or that is, they just feel that it's very, very Japanese orientated and won't maybe go out to a bigger audience.
Yeah, that is a theory that I was thinking, because mainly a Japanese audience prefers cuter merchandise compared to people in the US, where it's very branded.
And also, they've kind of got, you know, different movies of resonate differently with different characters. Have you ever been out to Tokyo Disney?
No, but I am planning a trip around 2022.
Oh, lovely. I went, when was it now? It would have been, actually, it would have been about 11 years ago. I went out in Tokyo, so I went to visit the Tokyo Disney Sea. And there are differences. I was out in Japan for about a week. Went to all the different, I mean, the toy stores. I if it wasn't the first week of my round the world trip, I would have, if it was my last week, I would have bought so much stuff, because there are just so much merchandise. There is so many cool things, so many great things, and they've, you know, lots of different styles. And Disney, a lot of the stuff that's released in Disney eventually gets released here, but some of it is very Japanese orientated. I don't think will resonate with an international audience.
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons I go to Tokyo Disney Sea is to meet Bernard and Bianca from The Rescuers.
Oh yeah,
very exclusive characters there. I think it's because the Japanese audience has more of a love for adorable characters, like Marie from Aristocats has a whole merchandise line in Japan. There's Angel. All the Stitch experiments are popular there because they're considered cute. And there's Duffy, and there's characters from Duffy.
Yeah, I think Disneyland Paris has a lot of, we have a lot of aristocrats there. Also, Duffy seems to be doing quite well. Again, it's a different audience in, like, obviously different countries and stuff and how it represents. Whereas I think also, I can't help but feel like with the American brands, there's a lot more of a push to the newer stuff, whereas Paris up till now was always kind of like, and I think even Japan, they aren't quite, they don't fall under that synergy bracket the same way that the American ones do.
Yeah, considering that they're doing a whole 30-minute show based around Max in Disney Paris for their Fan Days event, where it's going to be him dressed up as Powerline.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an odd one. I do think, however, the issue with the Tokyo merchandise is it would be kind of cool if they could, if the Disney store did like more international shipping, but every single country that they have it in is very, very restricted. I mean, I don't know about you buying from shopdisney.com. Is that just, I mean, I know for me personally, it's so expensive to ship with them that I rarely ever do an order with them.
It's expensive. Like, if you want to buy a shirt, it's $40 shipping to Canada. Yeah. We don't have a website here in Canada. We just have the stores. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, luckily we've got the DisneyStore.uk, which kind of gets a lot of the stuff, but it doesn't get all the things that the American ones do. Sometimes we get it a little early, sometimes we get it really late, sometimes we don't get it at all. And we do have a few stores, but that's a bit different. But also, the warehouse, I believe, in the UK actually also services the Spanish, the Italian, the French, the German, so it all goes out from there. So the websites are all kind of identical, but just in different languages. So that's a bit of a, I think because I check three different Disney stores a day, you kind of get used to that kind of thing. Whereas the Japanese one, it would be nice if they offered international shipping, and if you could add in, for example, you could add in like the the taxes and the customs duties. Because, I mean, I know when I buy from Amazon.com in America, you know, they include all the taxes, all my customs and all that, and still things often come up cheaper than if I buy them in my own country.
Yeah, same thing here. And whenever I buy the exclusive Blu-rays from the US.
So I think this is, and I also think as well, some of this Tokyo merchandise, there's a lot of like Zumzums and Yuffie sets and some really nice stuff that, you know, it would only be able to sell because they've got different cultures and also just different celebrations. They don't have the, you know, like, whereas you see it here with the European and the internet and the American merchandise, where it might be based around like Mother's Day or Father's Day or Easter. You know, they've got their own celebrations in Japan.
Yeah, and they have like cherry blossom festivals. There's all kinds of different merchandise. It's really amazing what they have in Japan.
Yeah, the only thing I think would be nice is if maybe, because I know Travis, he was down at Walt Disney World last week, who also helps on the site, and there was a ton of Shanghai merchandise over in the US, because obviously maybe it's not selling, or the initial launch stuff wasn't selling, so they've started shipping it over to the US. It would be nice if they did that, but I know obviously the stuff in Japan, it's just extra cost in terms of shipping it. But it would be nice if they maybe like, okay, we're going to send 10% to the really popular stuff and see if it goes online. And, you know, I really wish that they would maybe look at that a little bit and go, well, maybe we should start offering a few of these items as like a special collection, or, you know, jack the price up, you know, maybe a dollar or so because of the extra cost of shipping.
Yeah, because mainly in the Japanese store in Epcot, it's mainly all anime stuff like One Piece, Dragon Ball Z, Sonic, Pokemon.
Yeah,
there's barely any Kingdom Hearts. That would be perfect, but no, there's no Kingdom Hearts stuff there.
Yes, I love going around that Japanese store in Epcot. It's one of the it could spend a fortune there, but the prices are just ridiculous. But with Kingdom Hearts 3 coming up, we are seeing a lot more merchandise for Kingdom Hearts 3, which obviously is very Japanese based as well. Mm-hmm. I would like to see a lot more of that coming into the parks. And even on just Shop Disney, there's not really a lot of Kingdom Hearts stuff there either.
Yeah, especially with Japanese-centered video games like the Magical World series.
Mm.
There's a game there that didn't even make it here. It's an app where it's like Magical Farm.
Yeah.
Where it's basically the same gameplay of Magical World, but you're raising a farm instead. And it looks so cute, but it's not here.
No, it's. I think as well as there is also the other side of things. Of every little region and continents and countries, sometimes there is stuff that just works better for those countries that wouldn't work elsewhere. And some things work, some things don't. But as we're becoming a much more international audience, we're all consuming stuff so much more, you know, and we're seeing things that 10, 20 years ago we never would have seen. And you're going, oh, a lot of the big Japanese toys, like the collectibles and stuff from the Hot Toys, I think, are Hong Kong, but getting a lot of some great toys. And things like Entertainment Earth and Big Bad Toy Store are often, they have them in very much instantly at the same time because they know there's an audience in America for that speciality toy.
Yeah, especially since there's really amazing Disney stuff like the Nindroid figures, and there's also these Disney princess figures you can get in claw machines, which have superb detail.
I must admit, I think it's, what do they call them? Nanodroids, I think. There's some really lovely ones, but at any rate, there was that Sully one from Monsters, Inc. that recently the story on that, that just looked amazing, but the price is that little bit too high for like a small collectible of that size, but the detail was amazing, and I can see why it was a bit more pricey.
And Bandai came out with those amazing Frozen figurines with the different faces and the different poses. It was amazing. I would have bought it myself, but it would have been like $75 plus an enormous amount of shipping.
I mean, isn't sometimes not even just the Japanese stuff? Some of the stuff coming out of like Hong Kong, you've got like Hot Toys and Beast Kingdom. They make some great stuff. Shop Disney this morning on Friday, they actually put a load of these Hot Toys Cos Babies, which are now you can get in the US exclusive in Disney Store. But things like that, and Beast Kingdom are making some great Toy Story little figures. And as things like this, I think as the internet and Facebook and everything's kind of going around, all of this stuff that we're seeing in other countries, we're all seeing it so much more regularly that trying to get international launches is a lot more tricky. But I think we're slowly just sliding towards that thing of, I think they're looking at, well, the advertising's going out globally now regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of falls into everything, really, like movies and stuff. I mean, we had Infinity War last week, which came out the same time everywhere, whereas Incredibles 2 is all over the place. I mean, Japan only just got Coco in March in the cinemas. We only got it here in the UK in February. I mean, it's coming onto Netflix, I think, this in the next couple of weeks in the US, whereas it's not even out on Blu-ray over here yet because it was 3-4 months. So there's all over the place. And I think this whole thing of release dates and getting stuff internationally still is a lot of more messy than and a lot more detail in there than we probably realize.
Yeah, especially since these companies tend not to have international licenses, so it makes it harder to have these products released in the States. Like, if you're a big company like Bandai, then yes, you'll have it in the States, but if it's a smaller company, then it's most likely going to be region exclusive, or it's going to be Oriental Trading Company exclusive at the parks.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I was wondering whether or not there's a lot, you know, they have the rights to make the stuff, but generally maybe they don't have the rights to sell it outside of the country. Though a lot of the stuff now, because I'm just trying to see if I've got anything to hand that from the distance. I think all my packaging is gone in the recycling. But a lot of it now does have, like, US, Canada, Europe, and also Shanghai, Hong Kong or labeling on them, because they go everywhere. And I can't help but wonder maybe if the Tokyo doesn't come under that, like, system.
Yeah, most likely.
But we'd love to know your thoughts on that. As per usual, get in touch with us on the comments below or on social media. Go find us over at thiskingdom.com. Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on Matthew LeBlanc on YouTube. I do travel blog videos. Or they can find me on Lego Matt, where I'm currently doing a playthrough of Kingdom Hearts.
On that note, guys, thank you.